Brilliance Audio presents Hope by Mark Levy, translated by Hannah Dickens Doyle, performed by Angela Daw. Nothing is more imminent than the impossible. Victor Hugo. A siren wailed somewhere in the distance. Josh pressed his face to the window, took a deep breath, and gazed over the red brick buildings in the neighborhood he and Hope had called home for a year now. Flashing red and blue lights flooded the deserted street, drawing closer and illuminating the entire room while the ambulance drew to a standstill at the foot of the building. From this point on, every second counted.
Josh, I need to do this now,
Luke warned him. Josh couldn't find it within him to look at the face of the woman he loved.
Josh,
Hope whispered as the needle slipped into her vein.
Don't look. You don't have to look. We don't need to say anything. We never have.
Josh moved toward the bed and leaned over Hope, kissing her pale, parted lips.
It was a privilege to have known you, Joshy.
She smiled and closed her eyes. There was a knock at the door, and Luke stood to wave the team through. Two men with stretchers had arrived, joined by a doctor who rushed to the bedside to take Hope's pulse. From his bag, the doctor extracted a tangled web of cables and electrodes, arranging them over her chest, wrists, and ankles. He assessed the markings printed on the strip of paper and nodded to the two paramedics. Sliding the stretcher toward her, they lifted Hope onto a bed of ice.
We need to move fast, the doctor said.
Josh watched as they carried Hope away, straining to follow when Luke grasped him by the arm and steered him over to the window.
Do you really think it'll work? When it comes to the future, who can say?
Luke replied.
But as for tonight, we achieved the impossible.
Josh looked down at the street below. The two men were loading the stretcher into the ambulance, and the doctor clambered in after them, pulling the doors shut behind him.
If that doctor had noticed something. I can't thank you enough. Hey.
Luke shrugged.
You guys are the magicians here. What I did was no big deal. And what little I did for her. What you did was absolutely essential, if her theory's right. I guess time will tell, if we're still here to see it.
1.
Why are you always putting yourself down?
Asked Josh.
How can a girl like you be so self-conscious?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?